And I said, "You asked me to marry you on a gurney. Is this the real life or is this a My Chemical Romance song?" For 3 hours, I sat in the waiting room next to your mother. I counted the M&Ms and peanuts in my bag of trail mix and read the same verse by Louise Glück over and over until it became paper nailed to my skull. Luckily, you're dead. Otherwise, you will learn that love and trauma make strange bedfellows. You can love someone enough to pull them back by the scruff of their neck, but forget you're still the one who pushed them. I guess that's why I put my arms in my face and let a tiny blade sever the nerves in my left middle finger. A fortunate life, it means to exist in the present. I was just fortunate to still have a part of you to hold. Never mind if that part became lost in glasses of whiskey and pipes full of wax, or that I cradled it alone in a closet one night, waiting for the hurricane inside you to calm. It's funny how safe the dark can become. I wish someone loved me just as strong. I worry it is not my strength, but my desperation. How many people can say they found love after reading each other's suicide notes, or by throwing lit cigarettes into a swimming pool just to see the smoke curve, then falter? I loved you not because it was the right thing to do, but because every beat, blood, and bone in my body quivered with a want. I want your brain to take you somewhere safe, to turn into the sunflower I call you. I want your scars to turn into a map, a path to that place where your petals can dance. I want us to move past the hurting, perhaps into a holding and carrying. I will hold your hands. I will carry you. I will carry all I can."